Did you ever call that big thing that Mandy did the wash in, like a kettle?
No. Yeah, we call it a kettle. Some people call it a kettle, and some people call it a wash pot.
Uh-huh.
I call it a wash pot because that's what it really is. You wash your clothes in it.
Okay. How about the thing that you keep flowers in? A big thing that you keep flowers in?
Oh, they had, back in those days, they had what they call a flower box or a flower basket. A lot of the people made baskets that they hung on the porch. And they put, they'd make these baskets out of wire, and then they'd go down in the field and get moss, green moss,
mm-hmm.
and make the bottom of it green moss, and then put the dirt on the inside of the green moss and plant the flowers, and they'd hang those to the ceiling. But Granddad always made, most of the time, he made his out of boards, just made a long board and set along the edge of the porch. And Granny would plant the flowers in the box.
How about like if you had something just sitting here on the table with fresh cut flowers in there?
That would be a flower vase.
Okay. Let's see, what do you eat soup with?
A spoon.
How about steak?
Steak? Well, if... You usually eat steak with a fork, and then you would have a knife that would cut the steak. Sometimes the steak might be tough, and you'd need a sharp knife, and they had what they call a special steak knife.
Uh-huh. After Mrs. Thompson washes the dishes, what does she do to get the soap off?
Rinse it off with water.
Okay, she rinses it?
Sure.
Okay. And what does she use to clean the dishes with in the water?
Oh, you can use, back in those days, they used a soap that they made at home. It was called a lye soap.
Mm-hmm.
It was strong, too. It would eat your hands up.
Whoa.
But they made it out in the wash pot out of lye. Have you ever heard of lye soap in
yeah.
the country?
Well, uh-huh.
that's the type of thing that they use. But today, they have all these fancy liquids, you know, and all this ivy soap and for the dishwashing. And I tell you the truth, I like old Tide to wash dishes with.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I use Tide for most anything around home. I especially like it to clean my car with. I can wash the outside of the car and the inside of the car with Tide, and it really gets it clean.
Mm. I'll have to try that. I've never thought of that. Mm. I'm so conditioned to all these other things.
Yeah.
What do you call the thing that she uses in her hand to wash the dishes with? Like if I wanted to clean this, I'd go...
Oh, some people call them a dish rag.
Mm-hmm. How about what you dry the dishes with?
She also, well, she has a regular dish towel.
And what do you use to wash your face with? What's that?
A hand cloth.
And what do you dry off with?
A towel.
How about that silver thing there that you turn?
That's an egg flap.
Oh, I mean, oh, that?
Oh, you mean the faucet? The water faucet?
Uh-huh.
That's a faucet.
And you call the...
This an egg flap.
An egg flap?
Egg flap. That's what you cook an egg in the frying pan with. And when you... back in those days, they flapped them with a flap. They didn't shake them in a frying pan and flip them.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people can flip them, and the majority of the people can't flip them.
I've tried it. I'm one of those that can't.
When you flip an egg, you really got to know how to cook.